Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Netflix presents a Netflix original film in association with Forager Film Company. A Garrett Doubles Down production. A bearded man in sunglasses, a Cubs hat, and a traffic vest collects cash from a driver.
Easy money.
That's cash. It's just money coming in every day. Every day.
A bald man in a dark coat nods.
Go, Buckhead! Hey, Ronnie!
Along a busy street, the bearded man waves a red flag and directs a car into a lot.
Hey, when do you think you're going to need me again?
I'll give you a call. I'll let you know.
Hey, man, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
No problem.
His bald boss hands him cash. They bump fists and the bearded man heads off. Later that evening, he strolls along an empty platform of a transit station. Titles appear. Jake Johnson. Aislinn Derbez. Jolo Trulio. Later, along a city street, Chinese characters adorn a rust-colored awning and an advertisement hung outside a business. He goes into a dark alley. Keegan-Michael Key. And introducing Nikki Excitement. He shakes hands with a man guarding a door and enters. Inside, he hands cash to a man, then meanders through the busy, dimly lit establishment past people seated at a bar. Music supervisor Chris Swanson, production designer Amy Holmberg. The bearded man surveys the packed room of people playing cards at tables. Music by Dan Romer, editor Joe Swanberg. The bearded man joins a table.
Kings and sevens win.
Later, he covers his face as another player wins a hand.
Yeah, nice draw, good draw.
He drew three on that.
Director of photography, Ian Mora. Producer, Alex Orr. Producer, Joe Swanberg.
I didn't see that coming.
Producer, Jake Johnson.
Okay, guys, 25 a man.
Writers, Jake Johnson and Joe Swanberg.
Thank you.
At the bar, he grabs a beer. At a blackjack table, a king and six lie on the table in front of him. The dealer hits him with another six. He hangs his head and downs his drink. He exits past the guard in the alley.
Morning, Eddie. Have a good night.
He holds his hand out flat and teeters it equivocatingly, then puts on his sunglasses as he leaves. Director Joe Swanberg. Later, Eddie sleeps on a train with his head hung back. It falls to the side and he wakes. He looks up and down the train car, then rises to his feet. In another part of the city, he checks both ways and crosses a street. He passes an old man with a blue shopping cart that overflows with an assortment of items. Eddie enters a bodega. A title reads, Win It All.
How are you?
Okay, you?
Good, good.
All right.
Everything okay?
Okay, everything. What happened?
Nothing happened. I can't pay right now.
No more.
Hold on, listen.
No.
Adrian.
I know. More.
Look. Adrian, listen.
Every day. No more.
Adrian, please.
No.
I was up at one point $200.
No more, Victor.
Yes,
no more.
Please.
No.
What am I going to do? I'm not going to pay you back?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll just fucking starve to death.
I don't care.
You don't care. You care.
No.
You care.
No more.
I am paying you at the end of the week, and that's a guarantee.
No more. Victor.
I'm paying you. Yes, please.
Victor.
Eddie leaves with a sandwich and coffee.
Oh, man.
Adrian shakes his head. Later, Eddie unlocks a door and enters an apartment. He pushes the door repeatedly to close it. With one hand, he pulls his sweatshirt over his head, then shuffles the stolen food between his hands as he extracts his arms from the sleeves. He reaches his arm through an open doorway and drops the shirt, then heads down a hallway toward a kitchen. A bald man in a white tank top sits at a table. Eddie grabs at his chest.
Jesus fucking Christ, Michael.
Did I scare you?
What the fuck you doing here?
My bad, I didn't mean to scare you, man.
What are you doing in my house?
Stop by to say hi. You weren't home, so I let myself in.
Hey, I don't owe you anything, man. I don't owe you a fucking cent.
Who said you did, man? You don't owe me shit. Come in, man. Walk in the room. Be in the room with me. How you been, man?
I'm in a little scared right now, but good. What's up, man?
I got a business proposition for you.
All right, well, I'm listening.
All right, man, listen. I'm going away for a little bit. I gotta do some time. While I'm gone.
He sets a duffel bag on the table.
I got a little something here. I need stored. I don't want the cops getting their hands on this. I want my friends, nobody. You understand?
I understand.
I go away. 6 to 9 months, give or take. We don't know yet. I get out. I get my bag. $10,000 cash.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the bag?
Don't worry about what's in this bag, all right? Don't open it. Don't look at it. Don't touch it. Don't even think about it. I just put it away. Forget about it. That's it.
Fuck, Michael. This is an interesting opportunity.
You called that?
Eddie clasps hands with him over the table.
Yeah?
You got a deal.
My man. All right. Done.
Done.
All right.
I'm your man.
Shit.
Now in bed, Eddie reaches for a flip phone on a nightstand.
Eddie, it's Ron. I don't know if you remember me. I came out of your mother's vagina a few years before you did. We grew up together. I'm your brother. Hey, man. Where are you? We haven't seen you in a few weeks and would love to see you. We miss you. Your nephew misses you. Please call us. Let's have dinner. Bye.
At a house.
Hello? Whatever you think is right, go with your gut.
Feel it, go with your gut.
This is a big decision, pal.
Okay, let's do it.
Eddie and a man with a graying beard watch a boy play on a tablet.
Special candy!
A woman enters with cookies.
So, Uncle Eddie.
Good to see you, man.
How's it been going?
Really great, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What you been doing?
Working, having fun, saving money, doing...
You're not parking cars, are you? Parking cars?
Yeah, I am parking cars, actually. Not every day.
I just remember last season you said it was going to be like your last season.
Yeah, and then this season came up and the Cubs are doing really good and people want to be there and there's more opportunity and I don't say no to money, so I took the job. And
have you been working on, weren't you going to open a restaurant or a bar?
Arthur and I were going to open up a bar, but it was going to be kind of like a speakeasy thing, and then as we got into it, which we are still currently discussing. Keep going, keep going.
I just worry about your career, you know? I just want you to be able to support yourself.
I know, and that's what, yeah, I started a business, actually. Thanks for asking.
You started a business?
It's a storage business.
A storage business?
Yeah, I already have it's not an idea, it's a business. I have a customer.
What?
So I've been doing that. This client is a 6-month job, and I'm paid for the entire 6 months. And so what I'm doing right now is actively looking for more customers.
What are you talking
customers.
About?
That sounds weird, Eddie.
Hey, business. Help me with the trash. Help me with the trash, please.
Okay, I didn't come here to talk about it, actually.
Just
hang out.
All right.
Outside.
Don't sweat it.
I'm not sweating.
Buddy, look.
Yeah, I'm here to have a good
time. Gets you. She loves you, man.
I love her. She knows that.
I know she does. I know. Well, you know, we worry about you, man.
They dump trash in bins.
A lot.
Ron lights a joint, puffs, and passes it to Eddie.
At a certain point, you're going to have to grow up, man, and join the big boys club, okay? I'm serious, because this pace is not going to sustain. Listen to me. I know there's a broken record. Come work for me. Please. Chips would have loved that. His boy's working his company that he built. Give me a break.
Ron,
he would have loved that.
I don't want to. Okay, I don't want
security. Wanna... Stability, okay? You get a paycheck. Okay, you get money how you want to spend it. You have an anchor.
Stop. I don't want to work for you. I don't want to work at Chips's company.
He's going to start to build a life.
Shut up, dude.
It's great.
I don't want to be a landscaper. I don't want to work my way up.
Why not? What's wrong with that company? Like, built it up.
I love what that did. I love what that did. Yeah. I don't want it, man. That's it. That's it. You can't give me a joint and then give me the lecture, man.
This is you.
I don't smoke enough.
That's it.
You can't be stoned
and think about my life.
Later, Eddie returns home with a container of leftovers and a plate of cookies in plastic wrap. He places them in the fridge, then retrieves the cookies and smokes a joint in his kitchen.
Oh.
Michael's duffel bag still sits on the table. Eddie drops the joint into a beer can. His eyes land on the bag. He bends down and examines it. He snags a cookie, takes a bite, then stands upright and leans against the counter, contemplating the golden morsel.
Fuck. She makes good cookies.
He takes another bite, and his eyes return to the bag. He hunches over it again, pressing on it and squeezing it. He grabs the zipper, undoing it a tiny bit, then a little more. He inserts 2 fingers and feels around inside. Eddie moves his face close to the hole, then draws back.
Nope.
He takes a swig of beer.
Don't do it, you goober. Don't do it. Not your business.
He ogles the bag and licks his teeth.
Don't do it.
Later, at a pub, Eddie's perched at a bar beside a man with a dark mustache and sideburns as two guys at a pool table chat with the bartender.
I'm sorry. It would have been bye-bye, Arthur.
That's a great story, though.
Arthur lines up an opening break shot. His blonde-haired buddy watches. Eddie rests an arm on the counter. With the other, he holds the side of his neck and stares absently across the bar. Arthur breaks, jarring him from his stupor. His eyes flutter and he rubs his neck. Back home, Eddie flings his bedroom closet open, grabs the duffel bag, and sits with it at the kitchen table. He presses his hands to his eyes, then grips the bag's zipper pull.
Oh, no.
He covers his face, then removes items from the bag. First, a black article of clothing, then a coil of manila rope.
Ew, gross.
He drops it.
What the fuck?
With a dish towel, he picks it up again, sets the rope on the table, then uses the towel to pull a metal mallet from the bag. He crinkles his nose as he inspects it. Wearing a look of disgust, he extracts a bundle of zip ties.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, no.
He pulls out stacks of cash.
Oh, no.
He finds more cash and rolls of bills.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He takes out even more money, piling it on the table.
Holy shit. Oh, no.
With folded arms, he leans back in his chair, scrutinizing the scene.
Well, that's not great. That's not...
He eats another cookie. Daytime in a booth at a corner diner.
The fact that you're even thinking about this plan means that that bag is going to be devoid of money in less than 3 weeks.
Not true.
Absolutely.
There is
true.
A happy ending on this one. Absolutely.
There can't be a happy ending.
Yes,
because there's never been a happy ending for you.
That's a loser's attitude.
Every story you ever told me from the day I've met you has been about how you were here and then you
but
ended up
But that's because
here.
You're my sponsor. What, am I gonna just tell you my glory stories? Most of them are winning stories.
Who's your sponsor?
You.
Me? No, I'm not new.
Yeah, you are.
No. I'm not your sponsor because you haven't been to a meeting in 6 months and there's a system in place and that program's supposed to work a particular way. Let me tell you who I am. I'm a guy who you invite to diners and then you spout your bullshit about what you're gonna do and then you hope that I accept it so you don't feel guilty about your behavior.
My sponsor.
Is that literally what you got from the program? You've gotten the program that's what I just said? That you characterize that as a sponsor?
I just want to take $500 out of the bag and I want to gamble with it. And then as soon as I win anything, I put the original $500 back in the bag and I put the bag away.
You're a loser. You've never won. You lose. USDA prime rib fucking loser.
No, I'm
that's
not.
That's the cut of you. It's cut. It's a 6 ounce away of loser. You're not going to win money.
I might.
You're snowing.
If I pay it all back, which is $500, which is doable, what's the problem?
If you take $500, you're going to take $500 more.
No, I'm not.
Absolutely.
My line is $500. I don't touch it after that.
90% of what you've said since we sat down is asinine.
Gene, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity that I've never had. I've never had this kind of financial nut.
The opportunity that you have right now is to leave the bag in the closet, do fucking nothing, and then get paid money, no risk, at the end. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you see that?
I'm really glad I called. I'm not going to touch the money.
You're not going to touch the money.
Thank you. I'm not going to touch the money.
Awesome.
I'm done. Thank you. I needed this. Thank you.
Eddie shakes Gene's hand and grins. Back home, a dresser blocks his bedroom closet. As he heaves it out of the way, objects on top fall onto him. Now he climbs over fallen dresser drawers, crawls around the dresser, and opens the closet. Text appears on screen, minus $500. Later, at the back alley Chinatown casino, Eddie's immersed in a game of blackjack with a beer and a stack of chips in front of him. He signals the dealer to hit again. He high-fives the guy seated next to him. He claps excitedly. Eddie works his way around the room, drinking and gambling. He throws cards face up onto a table and tosses his arms up in victory. At the bar, he eats some food and counts stacks of chips. In the restaurant's kitchen, three men watch him fling a playing card at a metal bowl. It bounces off the rim. He gives the men cash, then takes another shot. The card lands in the bowl, and he snatches a wad of cash from it. Driving, he makes a fist. On-screen text reads, plus $2,148. Later, at the pub...
Keep all that for you. Keep it close. I'm coming right back for more, okay? Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
He picks up four shot glasses from the bar and carries them to a table where the man with the mustache sits with Arthur and the blonde-haired guy.
Yes, sir.
Guys, drink up. We're drinking all night. Everything's on me.
Yes.
Eddie downs a shot.
Yes, I was scared. Yes, I was fucking scared. But now that's even. Everything's back and I'm up two. So now that I'm up fucking two, man, it's like... Now I can jump.
That's easy money.
Because if I lose this, I'm exactly where I started. Yeah. Man, all right, we're going to celebrate. Thank you guys for coming. I'm really glad you guys are out. But this is, man, I needed this, man. Mm-hmm. This feels like.
You deserve this, Eddie.
This is deserved.
Thank you. Guys, yeah, grab another one. All night.
Yeah. All night.
Tell him I got you. Paul, I got you all night. Yes! Oh.
Give me a beer, too.
You know? Yeah, I'll take one.
And a bag of pretzels.
Eddie strides across the pub.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
He bumps into a woman with long, dark hair. They try to move aside, but keep blocking each other. She hugs up close to a pool table, and he jockeys around her toward the men's room. He glances back at her from the door, then goes in. He knits his brow thoughtfully, then exits, meeting paths with her again as she returns with a drink. She smiles and sits at a table beside another woman.
Hey, now you know location is key. My uncle got the spot, so...
Arthur, go ahead, call your uncle. Tell him this is real. Yeah. Okay, we're on.
Back with his friends, Eddie catches the long-haired woman stealing a peek at him. He goes to the bar. Hey.
So,
whenever those ladies over there are drinking, give them another round. On me.
On you?
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
But I need you to go over there and bring it to them.
But I don't do table service.
I know,
here.
But just do it for me. Just go over there and do it. And then when they ask who's it from...
I got a full bar, Eddie.
I don't... It's going to take you 1 minute. What, they're going to freak out and demand a drink in a second? Just do me a favor.
How many times have you been here? Have you ever seen me go out behind the bar?
No, but
deliver
just,
drinks?
I'm asking you to do... Look, I'm going to pay you. I'll give you $20. I'll give you $20 just for that. Plus, I'm paying for the drinks.
Paul brings a round to the long-haired woman and her three friends.
Oh, no, no. We didn't ask for those.
Yeah, no, no. They're on the bar right over here.
Oh, do you know him?
No.
I'll come by. This is because I almost killed you over here.
Oh, no, don't worry.
How are you guys? I've never seen you in this place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my friends over here. Gentlemen.
Oh.
Gentlemen, hi. Introduce yourselves. Maybe we'll be one big group. Drinks on me tonight.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
All right. I mean,
all right.
Eddie.
Hi. Eva.
Eva, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Eddie shakes Eva's hand and his friends come over. Later, they watch Eddie's blonde friend sing karaoke. Eddie sits on the edge of a pool table and animatedly chats with Eva. His mustached pal toasts shots with one of the ladies. The others stand with Arthur. One clinks her beer mug to his. Later, Eva and Eddie sit at the bar. She shows him her arm.
Okay, so just touch here.
Okay.
It's normal.
Okay.
Just touch it.
Okay.
And then
he feels
boom.
Oh my god. What is that?
It's so big.
You had a sweet spirit, I can tell that. And it comes through the music.
Really?
You know? The dance moves that you do in the musical breaks, that's what changes things.
I mean, honestly, I appreciate you saying that because no one ever really tells me that.
You know?
Oh, what should
their friends pair off?
The black girl, duh.
Right.
What do you like?
She plays video poker with the guy with the mustache.
Tell me more about your friend, Eddie.
Mary. Eddie? What's the tell? Look at him.
He's talking to my friend.
Yeah.
Arthur glances over his shoulder.
He is, isn't he?
So you guys are all nurses? You work together?
Yeah, we are.
That's cool. That's interesting.
I know.
How'd you get into wanting to take care of people?
Oh, I've always wanted to take care of people.
You have? Because you have this great big muscle. You can do anything with it.
I really like, I don't know, I just like taking care of people. And I just like, the best part, like what I really enjoy about my work is just like telling people how to take care of themselves. That's a business.
That is an attractive quality.
Now only Eddie and Eva remain at the pub.
Entonces tienes manos de gorila y corazón de tigre.
Sí, es verdad.
Mi amigos.
Yes, wow.
Mi amiga.
Yes.
You gotta go home.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's late.
Okay, adios.
Adios.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Amigo mío.
At a diner.
But this is, I've been coming here since I was in early high school.
Really?
Yeah, can we get these to go too? Thank you very much.
They stroll through a park.
I am a nerd. a very disciplined nerd.
So you've always just been disciplined?
Yeah. Always.
That's great.
Yeah? Do you think so?
So what made you go out tonight?
They sit on a gazebo steps.
Well, my friends were giving me a lot of shit. They were just calling me boring.
Yeah, but why tonight?
Like
tonight,
know.
You went out and you decided to go to that bar, so why tonight?
It's just a nice coincidence.
See, I don't believe in coincidences. I really don't. I believe that, like, things happen for a reason, you know?
Yeah,
and
I do too.
Today was a very lucky day for me, and then you happen to decide to go out and you never go out, and you went to that shit bar? Are you kidding me? I mean, what are the chances?
I don't know.
In a million years, that wouldn't happen twice. I don't know. It's really cool. It's exciting for me. It feels like sometimes the world is just perfect. Sometimes it's not. Mostly it's not. But when it is, it's just...
You sound kind of crazy, but...
I do.
I like it.
Okay.
Later on a residential street.
Hey, look, this was really fun.
I know.
I had a great time hanging out with you.
Me too.
Maybe we could do it again.
Of course.
Maybe you wanna?
I can give you my phone number.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me give you my phone, and then you want to just punch it in, and I'll reach out, and...
Yeah.
He hands her his phone.
Maybe we can have breakfast one of these days.
Okay, I'm not really a morning person, so do you ever do, like, lunches, or maybe do a drink, or...
My schedule is pretty bad.
It is, yeah.
So, yeah, I only have mornings. I'm sorry.
Really? Like, that's it? Just
and
mornings?
Pretty early.
Like, what's early?
Like, around 7...
7:30. Wow, okay.
Yeah? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, then I will... Yeah, I'm excited to... gotcha. So I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
We'll reach out, we'll find each other, we'll pick a day.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
They share a quick hug. Eva heads up a porch and enters a house. Through window panes of her front door, they exchange a wave. Eddie tucks his hands in his jeans and saunters off. A new day's light now shines onto the duffel bag, which rests on a chair in Eddie's bedroom. Text reads, +$1,975. Eddie sits on the bed and counts his cash. He grins, scrunches his nose, and nods his head. In his bathroom, he rinses with mouthwash, dressed in a pale blue button-up shirt. He spits into a sink, then splashes water on his face and checks his reflection in the mirror.
Today is that day, Eddie.
Later, Eddie's added white pants and a blazer to his ensemble. He approaches two men grooming a horse and waves.
We were supposed to run on the grass, but it's off the grass, so we're running on the poly.
Oh, okay.
So he should be still good.
Okay, great. So Kit's in the fifth, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so seventh?
He strolls the stable with one of the men, then jots down notes onto a folded piece of paper and wipes sweat from his brow. Wearing shades, he proceeds through a crowded admission line. Inside, he licks his upper lip and struts to an electronic betting kiosk. He sits in a booth above a horse track.
Come on! Come on!
Eddie watches a race through a clear plexiglass window.
Finish! Finish!
In a new heat, horses burst out of the gates. Eddie watches from the stands and makes a victorious fist. Another race starts. He sits with a silver-haired woman. He claps happily. He crumples his ticket and tosses it, then sinks into his seat and strokes his beard. In another race, a horse leads by several lengths. Eddie bites his lip and smacks his ticket down, then takes off his sunglasses. During a new heat, Eddie bites his top lip, then drops his head in his hands, rubbing his brow. He drinks a beer at the track's bar.
Nikki. Hey. Yeah, I need you to do me a favor, bud. Yeah, you still got the keys to my place?
Women chat in the stands under an umbrella. Rain falls. A rider trots a horse off the muddy track.
Hey, what's going on with this rain?
There's a storm coming.
Are they postponing the races?
Yeah, they're gonna hold off.
They are? Fuck, are you kidding me? All right. Thanks. Fuck.
Eddie waits above the stands as people file out. Wind whips his blazer and hair. Nikki, his friend with the mustache and sideburns, arrives with a duffel bag.
It's a fucking nightmare, man. It's a fucking nightmare.
Later, Eddie drives on a freeway. He pounds the steering wheel. Now parked along the street in Chinatown, he reaches into the duffel bag on the passenger seat and pulls out a roll of cash. He tosses the bag in the back seat and pockets the roll. He hops out of the vehicle into the drizzling rain and strides toward the alleyway. He pops the collar of his blazer and jogs toward two men under an umbrella at the casino entrance. Inside,
two, three, four.
He lays out 50s in sets of two. Six,
you want all chips?
Yeah.
At a table.
One, two, and three for you, sir.
Yeah, give me two.
Three. One, two, and three for you.
Flip them, we call. Flip them, man. Flip them.
Ah, fucking.
Kings and threes. Two pair. Yeah, nothing? So we got 250 on top, guys.
Call, everybody fucking call.
Another call.
I call, too.
Beautiful. Pot is
what if
correct.
I did not call?
How many
give
cards?
Me one. If beauty. I get my card, I'm there taking you all your fucking money right now.
Biggest hand
going,
of the night.
I'm going all in.
Pair of nines.
Eddie covers his face. Later.
Oh, you're okay. You're okay. Relax. Get you.
He sits relax in his vehicle.
Stay in it, kid. Just put it back. Just put it back.
He reaches over the seat, grabs the duffel bag, and returns to the casino with more cash. He counts it out.
You want all chips?
Yeah.
Everything okay? You all right?
Fucking great, man. Give me the chips, please. Thank you.
Check. Check to you, sir.
Check.
Four on top.
Pair of bullets. Does the job.
Eddie runs a hand through his hair.
Well, this is the side pot. 500.
Later still, Eddie stands inside a loading dock and smokes. He returns to the card table.
Two. One, two fresh ones for you. And three golden boys. We got a call, and we got a raise on top of it. 400 plus 11, 1,500 all day to you.
Too rich, right?
1,500 is the call.
Hold on, man. Hold on, man. I haven't made my call yet.
You want to call or
both? No, we call him. Dude. He shows first. He shows first.
Yep, you're the big high roller.
Oh,
are you kidding me? Shit. He's got a full boat over there, guys.
Eddie tosses in his cards.
This is you, my friend. This is all you.
The dealer slides a huge pile of chips to another player. Eddie wears a look of disgust. Angrily, he storms out into the alley. Whips his blazer at a brick wall, then scratches his head as he heads toward the street. Text reads, -$21,243. Eddie turns back toward the entrance and collects his blazer off the ground. With it folded against his chest, he opens his cell. A text message from Eva appears on screen. It reads, "We still on for breakfast?" He hangs his head and closes the phone. He slips it into his pocket, then buries his face in his blazer. At a diner...
You look rested. Did you have a good night last night? What'd you do?
Yeah, I put my daughter to bed and then watched some TV with my mom. So, yeah.
Great. Daughter.
Yeah.
What, how old is she?
She's 7 years old.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
A full kid.
He nods his head.
Is her father in the... Are you married to him or with him or...
No. I mean, he's lost in Mexico forever.
What? Is that a normal thing in Mexico to get lost forever? It's terrifying. But he's not in the picture.
He's not, he's just there and he's never coming here and, yeah. And there is no contact at all.
Well, that's a relief for, you know,
for
somebody,
what?
I guess, me, but not for you, maybe, which I'm
really?
Sorry.
Really? I mean, because three women, it's like a huge thing,
it's a big thing
to deal with,
yeah.
You know? Are you prepared for that? I don't think so.
Well, how about we have breakfast first, and then we'll see if we like the food. We'll figure all that next.
A waitress brings menus. But,
yeah, you're right. Sorry about three. Thanks. Here for a cup of coffee?
Sure, yes, please.
Okay.
Black.
Ma'am? Orange juice. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
I think it's really cool that you
started the breakfast this way. Yeah, I wasn't totally honest during the night. I don't own my own business. I'm not a big spender the way I was. I mostly don't have that much money.
Okay.
And so, if that's not what you expected, I apologize, because I misled you.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
It's hard to say these days.
Later.
But once you get past, because you don't seem shy to me at all. You really don't.
You are different. Yeah. I don't know why.
Once you get to know somebody, then you're very
yeah, exactly. But if I don't know them, it's yeah. just, I'm really shy.
I'm sorry.
Gene, don't do that. Please.
Eddie and Gene sit at the counter of another diner.
It's like a week ago.
Gene.
It's like a week ago that we talked. I'm sorry. I should not be laughing. I'm sorry.
Gene, I'm at an all-time low.
Gene blots his bald head with a napkin.
Ooh. I'm begging for help.
Okay, no, I know.
You're laughing at my face.
Are you ready? Are you ready to change?
Yes, 100%.
For real,
100%.
So you're not going to just sit here and whine and complain and go, I made some bad choices, and then I'm going to give you advice, and then you don't take it?
I'm telling you. This is very different.
But you understand where I'm coming from. Like, you can understand my trepidation, because yes. that's something that you've done 4,268 times in the past.
This one's, yes. I am 100% ready to change. I'm scared. I never thought this was going to happen. Okay. Please.
All right, so then first things first, you've got to admit that you're an idiot. You've got to admit that you are an idiot.
All right, I admit I'm an idiot.
I need you to say, my name is, and I am an idiot.
Why?
Because the declaration is real, and then it becomes real. If I know that you're willing to humiliate yourself like that, then I know that you're serious.
My name is Edward Garrett, and I am an idiot.
Okay. And now I need you to say, my name is Edward Garrett, and my friend Gene was right.
I just say this?
I'm addicted to losing.
Okay. My name is Edward Garrett, and my friend Gene was right. I'm addicted to losing.
That was easy for you.
Yes, you were right.
So you must really be in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
All right.
Gene strokes his chin.
If you honestly start laughing after all that, I'm going to murder you. Gene, this is not appropriate behavior. What is your problem?
I don't know. It's just tickling
you
me.
You are a mean person.
I don't mean to be. It's not funny. It's not funny. All right, no, we're gonna figure it out. No, I get it. I get it. We're gonna figure it out. All right, we'll do whatever we have to do, and we'll get you back on track. All right.
Thank you.
He pats Eddie's shoulder. Later, Eddie's dusky teal truck with a topper pulls into an industrial parking lot.
Okay, how many did he knock off?
In an office.
Six of them.
Ron uses the phone.
No problem. We can get it done. Well, I just have to order them. No, it's not a problem because Julio's running out. I can have him do it. Okay. Bye, Jim.
Eddie enters the office.
Hey, man.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, not great.
They shake.
What's going on?
Eddie sits across from Ron.
I put myself in a shit situation, man, and I'm really embarrassed about it. And I'm,
What's going on? What's going on, Eddie?
Ron checks his watch.
I ended up losing money I didn't have, and I'm now down a little over $20,000.
I don't have $20,000. That's ridiculous.
I'm not asking for a loan. I'm not begging you. I'm done with that. Okay?
Why are you here? What's...
Because I'm going to start going to meetings, and I'm going to start making changes, and I want the job. I want to start working for you.
You want to come work for me?
Eddie nods.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I need to. This is the bottom.
Okay.
I know it is.
Okay. All right. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to offer you a job.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're going to start at the bottom, just like Chips would want it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay? You're working 7 days a week.
Great.
Giving nothing out, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to work you hard.
Great.
Okay? If that happens, problem-free with no excuses for 6 months, okay? Whatever you didn't pay off with the job on the debt, I'll lend you the money for the rest of the debt.
That's more than I asked, Ron.
That's what I'm giving you. That's what you're getting, and that's what's happening. Are you going to come work for me, really?
Yeah, there'll be no screw-ups.
I know there won't be.
There'll be nothing.
I know there won't be. All right?
Okay.
They shake on it.
Do this.
Yeah, man.
And I'm glad you're here, man.
Thank you.
Okay?
Honestly, man, no bullshit. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They embrace.
All right? And this is it. Okay. Because I can't take this anymore. My heart can't take this anymore. So this is the last time we do this, okay?
Yes, it's over.
All right? Yeah, I know it is.
Morning, Eddie lies asleep in bed. Eyes closed, he reaches for his alarm clock. He rubs his thumb against his eye, then drops his hand back to the bed. He jumps.
Got it.
Okay. He tries to silence his phone on the nightstand.
Okay, I got it. Shut up.
He collects the phone and sits up. Later, Eddie's truck rolls up to the industrial lot at Ron's Landscaping Company. He pulls into an open parking space. Eddie hops out with a to-go cup of coffee, clad in tan pants and a dark olive shirt with white lettering over the left breast that reads, Garrett Family Landscaping.
Here it comes. Here's my guy. Here he is.
Ron enfolds Eddie.
How do you feel, buddy?
Get over here.
All right, buddy. Fellas, my buddy Eddie. Yeah. My brother.
Hey.
Freddie. Tony. Okay, yeah. Good to meet you. Alex. Yeah. All right. This guy, he's a little edgy right now because he's never seen kind of this light of the day. Well, he has, but he usually hasn't gone to sleep yet. Listen, man, he's my brother, but that doesn't mean you can't go hard on him, okay? Don't go easy. Work him in.
Eddie rides in the back of a work truck beside a large orange plastic tub on its side. He sips his coffee. Later.
You and I are going to take orders, and you're going to wake up after you, where he's going to take the spoon with the job.
At a suburban home, Eddie listens to instructions, then rakes up greenery that Tony cuts with a trimmer, while Freddie and Alex dig up earth with shovels. Through a canopy of trees overhead, bright sun shines down. Eddie's hair and face are wet with sweat. He chugs water from a plastic bottle. A black pickup parks across the street. Ron gets out.
This looks good on you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
What's this?
What's what?
Oh, it's sweat. I haven't seen that before. That's a new thing for you.
He doesn't know how to rake. He doesn't know how to do anything.
Yeah, he's used to a different type of rake. This one's worse. As long as he cuts grass better than he bowls, I'm happy. All right? Give me a call.
All right.
Later in a hallway, Gene checks his watch. Eddie approaches.
My man.
Back at it.
They hug.
I'm very, very happy that you're here.
Me too, man.
In a meeting hall.
Oh, this is great. Hey, everybody, this is Eddie. You may recognize some folks. He hasn't been here for a few months. But of course, the important thing is that he's back. So,
yeah.
Nice to meet you.
They join others in a circle of chairs. The next morning, he wakes in bed and reaches for the alarm. He lies there a moment and runs his hand from his brow to his hair. Later, at a job site, he sleeps against a tree while the others work.
Coming to work?
He rouses, rubs his face, and stands up.
Yeah, sorry.
He trudges over.
Sorry, that lunch got us out.
At a bowling alley, Eddie, his friends, and Eva's friends watch Eva take a turn. She rolls her ball down a lane. Eddie takes a turn. Eddie's blonde friend points to a ball. They laugh at Eddie's blonde friend who extracts his thumb from a bowling ball. Eddie sits with Eva.
He cared about you and you knew that, and that's what's important. I feel the same way about my dad. Chips cared about it. Like, I know that no matter what, he loved me and my brother more than anything.
Eddie adds cash to the duffel, negative 19,820.
There can be success at the end of this tunnel. But for me, it was an unbelievable feeling. You feel like a kid again. That's what it is. You feel like a child. Not even a child. Sometimes you feel like an infant. Like somebody else is going to have to take care of this situation.
Gene speaks at a meeting.
I can't do anything. What am I supposed to do? I guess I could go to work and make some more money. But then people are going to expect things of you and want you to do other stuff. And I was being childish.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, I think I'm going to go home. I want to catch Jude before he falls asleep, okay?
Hey, show one more time when I'm doing with this work order. Make sure
you do it. Yeah. You're basically putting these into QuickBooks. We get them all organized, and we can process them out,
and
send the bills out.
Okay. And then this is useless then.
After, okay. Yeah, then we're done.
Okay, that's done. Okay, great.
Friday, man.
You're doing great work.
Thanks, man. That means a lot.
And this helps a lot. This is going to help us out a lot. All right? Okay. Once you're done with that, you can toss it.
Great.
All right?
I love it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Say hi to everybody, okay?
I will.
Ron leaves for the night. Eddie remains in the office. He makes a note on a work order, wads it up, tosses it into a trash can, grabs another, and stretches his neck. The next day at the bodega...
Hey, what happened, Victor? You pay today?
I pay right now.
Oh, my friend.
Just for you, my friend.
Adrian hugs him.
Okay, one last thing.
Thank you, Victor.
My name is Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
It's okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, my friend. Okay, we're
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye, my friend.
Bye. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Okay.
At an outdoor cafe.
Bye.
This is why.
Why?
Only because in Mexico, we don't have big tortillas. We just have small tortillas. So how can you make a burrito with a big tortilla?
You can make a big...
with a small tortilla.
You can make a big tortilla. It's not like you don't have the technology to make a big tortilla.
You're 100% right. All in Mexico, only a small tortilla.
Good.
At the pub.
Just faking the time. Like,
yeah, it's always
3 o'clock. Yeah.
Gentlemen, I gotta go. I got an early morning.
What?
I gotta go.
Oh, you gotta go to his daycare job.
That's it. All right.
See you.
See you.
Eddie.
See you later.
At a meeting.
So I don't like to think of myself as addicted to gambling, but, you know, I keep playing and I keep losing, so, you know, I'm not an idiot. Right? And that feeling of having nothing and being a loser and being broke, it sits in, and that's the feeling I'm chasing. And I don't want to chase that anymore. Because that's a, you know, it's an awful feeling. And so, yeah, I'm here and I'm looking to stop chasing that shit and figure something out.
It's my favorite part. I love this part.
Ron gives Eddie a paycheck.
That's all you, man. I'm proud of you. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Put a little bonus in there.
What's this, man?
I do that for the guys at work. Put a little extra in on the week, all right? Listen, go have a fun weekend, okay? Do yourself right.
Hey, man, thank you.
Okay, I'll see you Monday.
From inside his truck, Eddie shakes Ron's hand.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Don't behave.
I got $200. I'm cash rich.
Yeah. Oh, be careful.
Hey.
At
Eva's.
Ma, no sé qué hora vaya a regresar, pero te mando un texto.
Por favor, mi amor, ¿qué onda para ese carro? Ma, y las barbas. ¿Segura que quieres salir con él?
Eva shushes her mom with a hand and goes to Eddie.
You look so good.
Aw, you look great. Thank you.
He hands her a bouquet. They kiss.
Ready?
At a restaurant.
No, I've been, you know, more into it than I expected in terms of the business. I thought that I wasn't going to like that side of it, but I kind of do. And the way that it's, you know, structured is that right now Ron owns all the equity in the company. But contractually, half of it is mine. And it's his dream and, you know, becoming my dream that we own this thing 50-50. So as I work and I save money, I'm just going to be buying into it. So certain, you know, extra jobs, we'll just do that as equity until we're 50-50. And then we're running the whole thing together. And we can do whatever we want with it. And right now, it's pretty successful, actually. But I think it could just get better and better, and then we can pass it on to our kids and just...
Hey, can I interest you guys in dessert? You know what? I'll just leave these 2 minutes here for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
What do you think? You want to get dessert or...?
Not really.
Do you like this place?
Well, it's not my kind of place.
Well, it's not my kind of place either. I was just here to impress you.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to take you to my kind of place.
Okay, good.
Yeah? This is going to be so much fun.
You know, I don't want to do this.
No, you do want to
really
do this.
Don't want
You're
going to
do it, okay?
Okay, yeah.
No, seriously.
Okay.
You have
fine. Yeah, I'll try. Okay.
In a club, Eva grabs Betty's head and shakes her shoulders. She rests one hand atop his shoulder. With the other, she holds his hand. Eddie dips her to one side, then the opposite. On the crowded floor, they dance to a live band. They shimmy their shoulders. Eva throws her arms in the air and spins. She wraps her arms around his neck. Holding her hand over her head, he twirls her around. They raise their arms and applaud. The band takes a bow. Later, Eddie leans against a brick wall and sips beer from a cup. As Eva comes over, he locks his elbows at his waist and shimmies.
You go, you go.
No. Just come on.
You go, you go.
Back on the dance floor, they gyrate to the music. Eddie lifts her up, then they bop side to side. Eva raises her arms and whips her head back and forth. Later that evening, they make out on her front porch.
Mm-mm. I have to go.
Let me come inside.
You can't.
Yes, I can. I'll be so quiet. I'll be so quiet.
Crazy.
Please let me come inside.
Come on,
my
daughter, inside.
I know, but I'll be so quiet. I'll be out so fast. I'll be in and outside the house so fast.
Oh, my God.
Please.
No, don't ruin it.
I don't want to ruin it. I know.
Okay, no, I need to go.
No.
They gaze at each other through the door. Eva grins and kisses the window pane. Eddie shakes his head, then watches her ascend a set of stairs inside. On a new day, Ron pulls his truck up to Eddie, who loiters on the ramp of an equipment trailer attached to one of the company trucks. Its hazards flash, and a mower sits idle beside Eddie. Scowling, Ron gets out and grabs a plastic gas can from his truck bed.
Hey, Ding Dong. What's wrong with this picture?
I don't know.
This is in my hand, not your hand.
Well, I didn't have the gas.
I know. That's why I'm here. That's why I was stuck on Western for about an hour, to bring you gas.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I am not fucking kidding you, man.
You're making this my fault?
You need gas to run a mower,
no,
correct?
No shit, but that's not my job.
I got like five other jobs I gotta go to. Julio is literally down by the schoolyard with a broken mower belt, with a half-finished lawn, looks like fucking crop circles. Don't give me those laser eyes, man, because this is your fuck-up,
okay,
all right?
Then how about this? Dock my fucking pay. I'm so sorry that I fucked up, okay?
Thank you.
I thought I'd done everything I can, but I guess I haven't. I will come in early, and I'll ask every fucking question I can.
Thank you.
I'm trying my hardest.
Thank you. I'm fucking with you.
His face remains inscrutable.
I'm totally fucking with you right now. I'm not mad at you.
He breaks into a grin.
Smile, see? I'm fucking with your brain. That's what's happening right now, in this moment. Here, take the gas.
Freddy!
You forgot the gas. I got it for you.
Wait. Very funny.
Ron returns to his truck.
You smell a little bit.
You're an asshole.
I know I am.
Eddie bends over the mower and shakes out his hand.
It goes right in that...
I know where it goes!
Later...
All right, you
can do it, bud!
At the bowling alley...
You can do it, buddy!
Come on, buddy. Come on, Joe!
Ron's son sets a ball as big as his head between his feet and pushes it down a lane.
It's bending, Jim! Oh, it's gonna hit it!
Eddie, Ron, and Ron's wife watch. Ron tries for a spare.
Oh, no, Ron! You blew it, bro!
Just give me time! Give me time!
Oh, no!
My arm is a little out of whack!
No!
Taking his turn, Eddie goes to the ball return rack.
All right, Uncle Eddie.
You ready?
Okay, yeah. I think so. Oh, I see. Start wherever you'd like.
Eddie takes position right in front of their seats. With concentration, he strides forward, winds his arm back, and throws a gutter ball. He hangs his head.
That's all right. You know what?
This is unbelievable.
You're in a great mood, man. You've been in a great mood for a while. You're doing great at work. The crew loves you.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Yeah.
Good guys. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Ah, see? Just give it a shot. You know, working ain't hard.
Working ain't
hard. It's not bad.
No, it's fun. It's fun.
Do it. That's good, man.
Do I want to go to work each day?
No.
No.
I get it.
Am I glad when the day is over?
Yes.
Do I like having a paycheck?
Yes. Part of it is this girl you're seeing, I could tell, like, she's got you infused, man. She got you infused with some juice.
Ron? She's the real deal. She's got everything.
Yeah.
She's incredible. I've never felt this way about... I've never had these feelings. She's smart. She's cool. We're taking our time. We're getting to know each other. Fuck, man. I see the whole thing with her. Mm-hmm. I see the whole... I see everything.
Yeah.
I've never felt that.
That's awesome.
It's different.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear, man. I can tell. I mean, it's definitely lifted you up. You know, and that's happened before where something's lifted you up and then, you know, it doesn't go the way you want it to go. And then suddenly you're.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is this one's different.
okay?
That's what I'm telling you.
All right, I'm telling you that, like, you've said that before, and it might be, maybe it is different. Eddie, you're getting that look, and
I'm getting a fucking lecture, man. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Stop. Fucking stop.
All right. I'm just saying that I just want to make sure that you stay on course, that's all. You know, and if she's different, that's awesome. And she probably is. And so I think maybe we all should meet her. Because that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Great.
You're in for that?
Sure.
Like, I don't know. Whatever. Dinner. Once you bring over dinner or something, we could do that. We'll have some nice food, some wine, and then could really get to know her. I'd love to get to know her.
We'll have dinner. We'll come over to the house.
Great. That's all I'm saying. That would be great.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I can't. I'm so happy you said that.
Great. Can we stop talking about this right now?
That's it.
Done.
Should have had that spare. Should have had that spare.
You're not good enough.
I am good enough to hit the spare.
Now, Eddie and Eva drive along a one-way residential street.
This is just fun.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm going to have fun, then.
Okay, hold on. I got to park this well so he doesn't make fun of me too bad. Okay. Okay. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to get to the door. My brother's going to make fun of my parking job. Mm-hmm. Then he's going to make fun of my clothes. His joke will not be funny. Then he's going to look over at you and have like a realization and be like, well, you look so lovely. Then you've got to say, like, oh, thank you. And then he's going to do this big show of, like, welcome to the Taj Mahal.
Hey, Eddie, I'm wondering if you can get any further from the curb.
Okay. Brad, this is Eva. This is my brother.
Hello.
Pleasure to meet you. Welcome. Great. Did you shopping at Schlub for Less? Great. Fantastic. You look spectacular.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome. Welcome to Garrett Manor. Oh, sense of humor, too. Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Welcome. Come on in. Come on in to this, my humble abode.
Okay. Why are you jogging like that?
Because I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited we are too.
Well, our dad, you know, with
had
his
to buy in
friends,
a lot.
Played a lot of cards and lost a lot. So as they're sitting with him, our dad was constantly going, chips, chips, until finally they just said, hey, chips, let's go to the casino. And he would say, okay. And so he was chips.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm such, I mean, that good of a mom. She's just amazing.
She's an amazing mom. You've
always been there. And it's really hard to be a single mom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But she must love Eddie. I bet they get along really well.
Well.
Eva turns to Eddie, who shrugs.
Yeah,
well, okay. She doesn't know him yet.
Oh, you haven't met her yet?
You guys haven't met?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
taking it slow.
Yeah, I think there's like many filters you have to go through when you have kids. So,
which
yeah.
I agree with.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if this is real, Eddie will have enough time to get along with her. But she has never met any of my boyfriends or people
that
I'm going
out with.
That makes
sense. I think that's really smart.
Mm-hmm. So we think it's smart, but I'm excited for the day
you
when
you
say
it.
You a smart lady. Yes,
I'll be excited to meet her.
Yeah.
Well, I don't introduce Jude to any of the guys that I'm dating. As a rule.
No. That's a nice
rule. It's a firm rule.
How about, I'm on a need-to-know basis.
What are those?
These are tomatoes. Look, there's a ripe one.
She shows Eva her garden. Yeah.
She's amazing, man.
Yeah, I think so, too.
She's incredible.
I really like her.
Do not mess this up. I love her. I love her.
Okay, I'm not playing.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I like her.
I do, too.
A lot.
Me, too. I think she's great.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
That's good. Yeah. Well, actually, she's just, you do not face her at all.
Okay, look, I'm not like a monster. Well, I really appreciate you coming.
Later, Eva walks with Eddie.
I really liked it.
You did?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Good. I actually had fun, too. I never have fun with it. Really? My brother, I know.
Aww.
But this was great.
I know.
But thank you.
They get into Eddie's truck. Eva checks her phone.
So, here's the thing.
Okay.
My mom and Emma, they're watching a movie right now. And they're coming back, like, in 1 hour. So, maybe we can...
She grins.
Wait. Maybe we can...
Hey,
Eddie peels away from the curb. At Eva's, he follows her through her front door. She stops at the stairs, turning to kiss him. Lips locked, they make their way to a landing. Eddie leans her against the wall, pressing his body to hers.
Oh, yes, I love you now. Now, now, now. Oh, yes, I need you.
They continue upward. Eva helps him remove his shirt. At the top of the dark stairs, they kiss again in shadow, backlit by the amber glow of a window on the landing below.
I don't actually know where I'm going.
She points down the hallway and he picks her up. They kiss outside a bedroom door, then move inside. Eva assists him out of an undershirt, then slides the straps of her slip off her shoulders and down her slender body, revealing her bra beneath. Eddie folds his arms around her and lowers her down to the bed. His body atop hers, he tenderly kisses her lips, her cheek, and nuzzles into her neck. The next morning, Eddie wakes in his bed with a smile on his face. He takes a deep breath and rubs his face.
Okay.
He collects his phone from the nightstand and opens it.
Hello?
You are receiving a collect call from Cook County Correctional Facility inmate
Michael.
If you would like to accept these charges, please press 1. If you would like to decline this call...
Eddie's brow furrows. He presses a button on the phone and sits up.
Yo, Eddie, dude. I got some good news
for you. Hey, what's up?
Hey, yo, they're going to be letting me out of here early.
Eddie's eyes go wide.
When?
I'm going to get out a week from tomorrow.
His head juts forward.
What? Wow.
Yeah, clerical bullshit, man, but hey, they're letting me out of here. So, I hope everything's good there.
Yeah. I mean, great. That's great news for me, too.
And listen, don't worry, all right? Our deal still stands. I'll take care of it.
I'm sure you will. Great. This is a great day. I was looking to get rid of it, so perfect.
All right. I'll see you next Monday.
Yes.
You good, Eddie?
Yeah, me? Yes. I'm excited.
Okay.
All right. Be safe in there.
With his lips pulled tightly, he lowers the phone. His brow lifts and he gazes toward the window. Now, Eddie sits alone in Ron's office, holding his head in his hands. Ron enters.
Hey, bud.
Eddie.
Hey.
What's going on? You're supposed to be in Ravenswood.
Right, so can I get a minute?
5 minutes.
I understand.
You're here.
Can
I? My desk.
I know. And I don't want to be here, so can I just get...
I don't want you here either. What are you doing?
Ron, this is the last thing that I want to be doing right now. You got to know that. There was an unexpected and unfortunate event.
I have an unexpected and unfortunate event, which is there's a push mower that's not being pushed right now, and I'm a man down on my crew.
I need you to listen to me.
What are you doing here? What?
Just listen. The deal that we made.
Yeah.
That's been going great.
So far, until now.
But it's been... I have lived up to everything I said. Isn't that true? Isn't that true that you've seen a change?
Yes.
Isn't that true that you've seen a change?
Hey, come on,
just
man.
Just listen to me, Ron. Don't do that face. Listen. I will just pay you back. It'll just take longer. It will... The same payment
6 weeks
plan.
In, you're asking me to give you the money that we decided for 6 months?
Not
Are you
give,
kidding
Ron,
me?
Not
Eddie, kidding. I don't care if it's give. I don't care if you're paying me back 5 times.
You think I want to be doing this?
No. Do you think I want to be doing this?
You know how embarrassing this is?
Listen to me.
You know how much I hate this?
Yeah.
Just please.
Eddie?
Just say yes!
Ron wears an angry grin.
Say yes, here. Say yes, here.
He looks downward.
Eddie?
Ron shakes his head.
No. The answer is no. I'm sorry, Eddie. You're not getting the money. That's not the deal. That's not how this works.
Eddie gives a faint nod. At a job site, he pounds a patch of soil with a steel tamper. Later, at the pub...
Every year... Hundreds of people go missing in national parks.
They do.
You could, for instance, drive your car to Rocky Mountain National Park. That's not that far away. Leave it open, leave like half a cigarette burning, and then you disappear and vanish. I'll be there to pick you up. Yeah, we take you up to Canada and do whatever.
But then where do I go? What do I do for the rest of my fucking life?
That's your choice. You have a choice.
Okay, yeah.
No, I, Guatemala. Okay, what do you have, okay, what do you have
okay
here anyways?
Okay, enough.
You cut grass.
Okay, enough, man, enough. I don't want to fake my own fucking death. What I'm asking for is ways where I can come up with this money, man. That's it.
A good friend of mine made $10,000 in like 2 hours.
How?
In Vegas.
How?
But he has some abs. We got to paint some
shut
abs on you.
Arthur, shut, dude. This is serious.
You get a lot of money. Yeah. Buy a big package.
Right.
We step out with baby powder and all that stuff. And we move it.
We are not becoming cocaine dealers, guys.
You want to live or you want to die?
I want
to. Huh? What's wrong with moving a little yak? Nothing.
Yay,
it's
yo
all to yuppies down at, you know, the Chicago Stock okay Exchange anyways.
Yay, yo.
Who cares about those
guys?
Guys
we're not fucking. Please. Don't say yay, yo. We're not selling fucking sneeze. Enough. I need a real option.
Go on the offensive.
Okay.
Break into his place. Be there. Next time he comes home in the dark.
That's a great idea.
This is the worst idea.
Three rabbits lined up, killed, yep, blood all over your face.
Yeah, you go
strongly
crazy
imply
town
that you're a devil worshiper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck,
that's
nice.
I mean, you laugh, but that's actually the best idea.
That's
ever
the best idea we came up with. Okay, if that's the best that you guys have.
You should make an app. Those guys make a ton of money.
The guys stare at Paul.
Make an app?
That's a saturated business, man.
What?
That's a saturated business.
What is saturated?
I mean, there's too many people making apps right now. There's too many apps out there.
You just gotta make a good one.
How's he gonna make a good app? The guy knows nothing about technology.
I'm just asking.
He mows lawns for a living.
All right, make a lawn mowing app.
That's actually a really good
idea. That's not a bad idea. I like it.
That's good.
Elsewhere, Eddie knocks on a sliding glass door of a house. A light flips on inside, illuminating a set of vertical blinds. Moments later, on the sidewalk...
I'm fucked.
Okay.
I'm fucked. Okay. I'm sorry, Ken, but I'm fucked.
I need you to be quiet.
Gene?
I'm listening.
Gene, you fucking listen
Eddie,
to me.
I'm
listen to me
I'm
here.
I'm listening.
I'm fucking scared.
Okay, okay, quiet. I need you to be quiet, okay? I got fucking neighbors. I got a kid. Okay. I need you to be quiet, okay?
And I need you to listen to me.
I'm
right.
Listening,
need,
but you got
every quiet.
I've done everything you said.
I'm quiet.
Am I quiet?
You're quiet.
Relax.
All right.
I've done everything you fucking said. I've done everything my brother said. I've done every fuck go to meeting, but I'm worse off now than I've ever fucking been. And I need a plan B now. Now, Gene, because I don't have an idea and I'm fucking scared.
Okay, listen. Whatever the problem is, it's not going to get worse tonight. It's 2:30 in the morning. It's not going to get worse now.
I need something now.
I can't give you something now, okay?
So
I cannot give you... I will give it to you tomorrow at the meeting. Tomorrow at the meeting,
the fucking
promise.
Meeting,
listen,
man.
Okay, fuck the meeting. The fucking... Look at me. Fuck the meeting. Call me at 7 a.m. and we can start hashing it out.
I'm calling you now.
You can't call me now because I have a child in there and I have neighbors. I cannot bring you in the house,
all right,
okay?
All right.
I just got my shit back together.
All right,
I've got my shit together.
All right.
Shh. Okay, cool?
All good.
But listen.
All good.
Just hang in there until the meeting... And we're good to go.
Sorry, Cam. I'm good. We're good.
Gene watches him amble away down the street, then goes up his porch steps. At home, Eddie sits at his bedroom closet with Michael's duffel bag on his lap. He pulls out a dark garment and tosses it to the floor, followed by a notebook, the coil of rope, and the metal mallet. With the bag slung over his shoulder, he makes the familiar trek down the dark Chinatown alley toward the casino entrance. Behind the building, an L train whirs past. Eddie ignores the guard and goes inside. Later in the alley, he kicks a dumpster. Text reads negative $27,300.
Eddie, we gotta cut you off 2 weeks, okay?
No!
You can't come back for two
no!
weeks. We gotta cut you off, Eddie.
No!
Go home, man, you're drunk. Eddie, get out of here, Eddie. Hey,
no!
2 weeks! Okay, get out of here.
He squats with his head in his hands.
Eddie, go.
Fuck you both. Fuck you both very much.
Yeah.
Bye. Fuck you.
He stands, his arms raised as he gives the finger with both hands. The next day, creases etch the space between Eddie's eyebrows. He stares downward despondently. The view travels around him to reveal Eva across from him at a cafe.
Eddie, are you listening?
He nods absently.
What was I talking about?
Did everybody get in dinner? Yes. I'd love it.
With Emma?
Yeah, oh yeah. When?
In the weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah.
When? Which night?
Sunday.
Okay. What time?
Dinner.
Give me a time. Give me a time.
Seven. Maybe.
Okay, I'll be there at
Do you care?
Yes, of course I care. I've been dying to meet her. This is great news.
I'm excited too. I think it's gonna be great, right?
I think it's perfect.
Okay.
I can't wait.
He grins. Later, at his gambling group meeting, Eddie pours sugar into a cup of coffee as Gene chats with a man and woman. They exchange handshakes. Eddie rubs his palms together. Gene crosses to him.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, man.
All right, let's get out of here. All right, let's get a bite to eat. Okay?
In a diner.
I gotta say, you know, I like having a job. I like working my way up in that company. I like having a girlfriend. I like feeling like an adult and not like a degenerate. And I don't want to gamble. I don't have the urge. I don't want to be in that world. And even if I did, man, I can't because I can't even go to my casino. I've been banned. So I have to make this kind of money that I don't know how I'm going to make by Monday. And I'm at a loss, Gene.
Gene rests his elbows on the diner's counter.
Okay. I'm gonna say right now, like the worst thing that a sponsor can possibly say. There's a game that I can get you into. It's my old game, it's a high stakes game. And you can win a lot of money really fast. But on the other hand, you could also lose a lot of money really fast. And I just gotta say to you right now, man, I'm telling you, from what you've told me, if you lose, you gotta get out of here, man. I mean, like, do not pass go, do not collect money, don't go to your house. Go. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if you want me to make the call, I will make the call.
Make the call.
Yeah, I don't really see what other choice.
I don't want to, but make the call.
Yeah.
Both stare across the counter with worried expressions. Later in Eddie's room, he buttons a white dress shirt, then is helped into a black suit coat by Nikki, who sports a matching ensemble and a man bun. The two shake hands and exit, Nikki with Michael's bag. Now Nikki drives them in a black sedan down a street of opulent homes.
Looks like a scary painting out here, huh?
Where are we, man?
In the suburbs, man. This ain't this city. It's scary out here. So look, when we get in there, you know, you're gonna be kind of my bag man, my muscle.
Right.
So it's important that you're always like right next to me to the right. I want you holding the bag. So when I go to get money, you give it to me. It should be really fluid. It's what a lot of these guys are gonna have, and it's just important that it seems like we've done this before.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like we look like men in black, man.
No, I'm insecure that we look like men in black. I don't want to look
up,
like men
put
in
on
black.
Suits, we look like we know what we're
don't
doing.
Say that when we get in there. I don't want them thinking.
They make a right turn onto a street lined with businesses.
All right, remember, I've got to be at that dinner tomorrow night at 7, so we got 24 hours to make that money.
The sedan, missing its rear driver's side hubcap, motors past an appliance store, then pulls into an empty space in a parking lot. In the dim light of early evening, they strut across the pavement toward the rear entrance of a business, then stand outside a brick-colored metal door next to a set of wooden stairs. Eddie knocks. He glances back at Nikki, then tries again. Eddie cocks his head to the side. Nikki nods.
Try it. Yeah.
Eddie opens the door and peeks inside.
Hello?
Together, they enter a dimly lit showroom with high ceilings and pale walls. It's empty save the two of them and an array of appliances. Along one wall of the store are refrigerators. The men look around with confusion, then proceed across the back of the store past washers and dryers.
It's only appliances.
I know.
Behind them, light streams in through storefront windows. the two continue into a recessed display of dishwashers and built-in ovens. They shrug their hands.
I mean, I have no idea.
Nikki motions to a back corner.
Yeah.
They proceed toward it, exiting through another door into a hallway with exposed brick walls. Eddie spies something at the end of the hallway, gives a quick wave, and approaches.
Eddie Garrett?
Who's he?
Oh, that's my bagman.
What's a bagman?
You don't know what a bagman is? Guy who carries all my money.
We don't have anybody else on the list.
Come on, man. I mean, we got one car. We drove all the way from the city. I thought you'd be able to come with me.
Come on.
Thank you.
The man allows them through.
Hi. Can I get you something to drink?
Yeah, some whiskey.
Inside, a bartender smiles at Eddie. A waitress carries a tray of drinks. Across the room, four men and a dealer play cards at a round table. Stacks of cash rest beside their piles of chips. The players call, each adding three chips to the pot. The dealer lays out cards. Eddie and Nikki watch from the bar with a man in a bow tie.
They're playing hold'em, right?
Yeah, they're playing hold'em.
But why are they doing it at that table? It should be the longer table.
That's the owner's choice of table.
But it's not a hold'em table. It just seems weird, right?
I don't know what to tell you. It's a table the owner likes.
The bartender shrugs.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it, man.
No, I'm not worried about it. It's just, it's not a holding table.
Seat open.
Yeah.
Eddie downs his drink. Nikki grabs the bag of money, and they stand.
Five, one, please.
The dollars?
Five.
Eddie takes a bundle of cash from Nikki, then joins the table.
Hey, how you doing? Lose, brothers. Still owe you money.
Very good.
I like your shoes.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It's 15. 15,000.
15,000 I'm buying today.
I heard it was 5.
Not tonight. 15.
It's 15? Mm-hmm.
Big boy game. Yeah. Been playing this way for the last 24 hours.
Right. Okay, lock my seat.
Eddie gets up wide-eyed and saunters back to Nikki.
$15 more or $15 total?
I just said 15. No, I already put 5, so it'd be 10 more.
All right.
They're also being kind of fucking dicks. The guy said something about the Blues Brothers.
You want fucking bail?
I'm not gonna bail. Just get your hands out of this stuff. You can't be sitting here doing this for so long. Also, dude, you're supposed to have that shit ready. That's part of the thing.
Eddie returns with cash.
This guy runs like God. Chips, please.
Or the guy bluffs, too.
The bow-tied man brings chips.
You bluffed with
that? Good luck.
Thank you.
He takes Eddie's cash.
Yeah. You can get a haircut with that money.
Pitbull's not messing around.
They laugh at a bald player.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah. What else you got in the bag over there?
Hey, Eddie. Chips, man. Money.
Small big.
The dealer doles out cards to each player. The man to Eddie's left calls.
What's up?
1750.
Come on, Tom. I'll raise you.
It's cheaper to fold.
Can't win if you fold, right?
Eddie lays out four piles of chips, two high each, then stacks them back up.
All right, I fold.
He tosses his hand to the dealer and scratches his head.
Small, big.
I know he didn't have a four. I know that didn't do anything.
No, that is not.
Did you have a king?
No. You did have the best hand if you had a
king. I did.
Eddie shuffles.
Cards are good.
Thank you, sir.
Straddle.
He inspects a new hand.
Let's make it 1,000. All right, we got a pop.
Eddie runs a hand through his hair.
You got to be kidding me, dude.
He peeks at his cards again.
All right, I fold.
He shows them a queen.
I can buy behind, right?
Sure.
Right.
He motions back to Nikki.
15.
15 behind.
His friend hands him more cash.
10.
Okay.
700 all day.
That's 5.
Chips. 15.
The man in the bow tie replenishes Eddie's chips.
1,000. Good luck.
Thanks.
How about 4,000?
Eddie stacks his chips and puts the tray on the floor.
4,000?
4,000.
4,000.
His bet comprises 8 blue chips.
Pretty good card for me. I'm going to go ahead and bet whatever that is.
What is that? Is there logic to your betting, or you just push? Do you even think? You just push? You want to flip coins for money?
2, 4, $10,000.
I mean, give me a fucking break, man. We don't have a coin.
$10,000 to find out.
Eddie makes a face.
I'm gonna go all in.
All in.
Worry lines knit his brow.
Covered. I'll see him.
Oh. Eddie pushes the corner of his mouth with his tongue.
Sorry, nice name, man.
Lock my suit.
See, lock.
He rises and steps out the back door of the appliance store with Nikki. Text reads -$57,300.
They're playing crazy, and I don't want to flip a fucking coin for everything. I can't do that. That's just, it's too scary.
Eddie paces.
If I knew it was going to be like this, I wouldn't have come. Oh, you fucking, this is... So, I gotta run. I gotta get out of town. I have enough money to start. I don't know where the fuck I'm gonna go.
Nikki hangs his head. Both stand with hands on their hips. Eddie dials on his cell phone. He drops his arm, lowers his head, and woefully closes his eyes. With a sigh, Eddie raises his chin high, then cocks his head to the side and lifts an eyebrow. He turns back toward the door and shrugs his brow.
Let's play cards, man.
He marches back inside. Nikki nods his head and follows. Jacket off and arms brimming with money, Eddie beelines back to the game. He drops the cash to the table and sits, then scoots up, ready to play.
Chips, please.
How about you?
A bunch.
Trays of chips are set on the bar.
This is Jamie here. He's at your service.
Jamie, how you doing, gentlemen?
Jamie, the man in a bow tie, steps in to deal, and the game resumes. Eddie tosses chips in. He collects the pot.
I told you earlier when I came out, I was in trouble with it. That's why I gave you that smile.
A new hand is shuffled. Eddie wins again.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to take a break for a little bit, and Brian's going to take over. Good luck.
Another dealer sits. With a healthy bundle of chips in front of him, Eddie grins. Later, he toasts with Nikki and two pretty women at the bar. He returns to the game. The guys around the table smile. Chips in front of the other players are dwarfed by Eddie's growing winnings. He slams down his cards. Text reads -$5,800.
Check her bet.
The dealer lays a five of hearts beside a ten of diamonds and a two and jack of spades. Eddie taps the side of his hand on the table.
Check. Action's here.
Sweat gleams on Eddie's temple as he wears a focused expression.
Check.
Action's on you.
Oblivious to the intense scene at the table, Nikki's attention is focused on the girls at the bar.
I think we need to see it. Let's see it.
You want it?
They help him take down his hair.
Look at this.
Ooh. Long, thick, wavy locks now rest on his shoulders. He looks over to the game. Eddie stands over the table. Eddie turns from the enormous pot of chips.
I did it. I'm even. I did it. I did it. I did it. That's how it was $6,000. I'm over 100.
Let's go.
I did it. I you fucking did it, man. You should have seen that.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Cash out.
I have a hard time breathing, actually. Oh, fuck, man. If I went down there, I would, hold on. Just give me
cash
1 second. Don't cash out. Hold on. I didn't say cash out. I didn't say.
Eddie grimaces.
Get the money.
It's really weird right now.
Cash him out now.
I didn't say cash him out. Don't cash.
Cash him out. He's done.
I think it's a
mistake if I leave right now. And I mean that seriously. I think I play two hands. I think I play a couple more. If I lose, ow. God damn, it feels like there's a
get the cards and you have the money.
I know, and I'm above 100, so I play until like 1 second.
He clutches his chest.
Eddie
drops to the floor.
Stretch him out, guys.
In slow motion, Nikki runs through the appliance store carrying Eddie in his arms. Eddie clings tightly to the bag of money with teeth bared and eyes pinched shut. Now in daylight, Nikki trucks across the parking lot. In the car.
Don't fucking die on me, man.
Please, please go faster. Please go faster.
It's the neighborhood, man. I can't go 50 miles an hour.
I got this brand new engine. Eddie lies in the back seat with his head against the door and the bag still clutched to himself. Later, Eddie groggily wakes in a hospital bed and looks around the room.
Oh, my God.
Ron sits nearby.
How you feeling, man?
I mean...
You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be fine. They said you'll be okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're all right.
So I'm fine?
You're okay, yeah.
Okay, good.
Nikki told me what happened.
This is not who I am anymore. I swear to God, this is not who I am anymore.
I know, man.
But really, it's not the same old thing.
Okay.
Going to work, I want to do that. I want to get with the company, man.
You will. You are. You're in. That's okay. It. Don't worry about that. For real.
Okay.
It's okay.
This is you're just saying it because I'm in a hospital bed in a gown?
Maybe a little bit. Well, I'm just saying it because the gown looked great and you're just trying to bust your balls a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean it, man. That's the real me.
You're good. You're good. All right? I'm glad you're back.
Eddie lifts his head.
Hey, do you know what time it is, actually?
6:30.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Would you please hand me my phone? I've got to call Eva. I was supposed to be at her place at 7. I'm meeting her kid tonight.
There wasn't a phone in there. He had wallet, keys, gold chain. There's no phone in there, though.
He slumps into his pillow.
It's fine.
It's not fine,
it is fine,
man.
I'll call. It's not a big deal. Relax. Not have another panic attack. I'll call her. What's your number?
I mean, I don't have her phone number memorized.
You don't have her phone number memorized? Come on, Eddie, you didn't remember your girlfriend's number?
Ron, this is not the time to get on me, dude.
My girlfriend's number from Mike Hikes. Okay. I can take you. Come on. I'll take you.
Okay, we have to leave right now.
We're leaving right
now. I'm still going to be fucking late.
Don't worry about it. We're going to leave right now. We're going to get you there. You're going to look spiffy. I think you should keep this down. I think you just keep this on.
Just keep it on.
I'm not keeping it.
Ron helps him up. A little later, Ron's truck pulls up outside Eva's. Eddie hugs him, then hops out, pats his hand on the door, and rounds the front of the truck toward the house. As Ron pulls away, Eddie heads up the front walk and up the front porch steps. At the door, he pushes up his sleeves. A hospital admission bracelet adorns his wrist. He peeks inside. Spying Eva through the glass, he opens the exterior door. She opens the inner one.
Let me explain.
Really?
Let me 45 explain.
45 minutes
let me
late.
Explain. I did not want to be late on this one.
I was calling.
I know. I didn't have my phone on me. My phone was at one place and my body was at another. I had a heart attack.
What?
I had a heart attack. Something happened in my
serious?
Heart and I fell on the ground and I was carried out of a place to a hospital. Look, here's my proof.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm physically fine. The doc, I just need to do a follow-up because, I didn't get all the tests and everything, so I don't know.
He shows her his wrist and she lets him in.
Hey, look who's here.
Oh, there's everybody.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
How are you? It's nice to appreciate you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, I've heard great stuff about you,
Tuvo un accidente y fue al hospital, así que...
¿Y todo bien?
Todo bien, no pasa nada.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Dile cómo morías por conocerlo. Cuéntale.
I was dying to meet you.
You're dying? Oh, I'm dying to meet you. I've been wanting to meet you for so long, I can't believe I'm seeing you in person. This is cool for me, thank you.
Eva pulls him close for a kiss.
Great, so I'm right here?
Yep.
They sit at a table with Eva's mother and daughter. A title reads, Win It All. credits appear. Unit Production Manager, Alex Orr. First Assistant Director, Michael Broom. Second Assistant Director, Chris Drake. Executive Producers, Peter Gilbert, Eddie Linker. Associate Producers, Harrison Atkins, Daniel Johnson, David Swinburne. Eva, her mother, Eddie, and Emma clink each other's glasses, then drink. Cut to black. In a living room, Michael stands beside a guy who stares at cash from the bag.
It's 400 over.
What?
Yeah, all your money's here. I counted it twice, but you got 400 extra.
How the fuck did that happen? That shit don't make no sense.
I mean, like, I'll count it again if you want me to.
Yeah, count that shit again.
All right, man. Show me shit.
Fuck, man.
Garrett Doubles Down, LLC, is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws in all countries throughout the world. The events, characters, firms, and entities depicted in this photoplay are fictitious, and any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Copyright 2017 by Garrett Doubles Down, LLC. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.